Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, Tuesday, the first day of May 2012. That's May Day, International Illuminati Communist Day, which means Banker Anti-Middle Class New World Order Fascism Day. I always have ignorant people send me emails or comments or messages saying, fascism is not communism. Really? It's all command and control, as the head of political science at Georgetown, Carol Quigley, said. And he admitted the elite fund both major movements. The elite want just enough socialism and communism to make you dependent and be able to steal your wealth and have a giant underclass they can sick on what's left of the productive class. But it's a process of breaking down society to create monopolies. And what did John D. Rockefeller, the founder of the criminal dynasty, say? He said, competition is a sin. What do the commies say? Competition is a sin. And I can't think of a better date. You know, I got Joel Skousen coming up in the third hour in studio. We're going to shoot a special presentation on preparedness, like a two-hour special we're going to shoot today after the show. But I need to call him up so he can start thinking about it, because he's one of the leading experts. His uncle, Cleon Skousen, of course, wrote The Naked Communist, exposing how the big mega money funds the communism, the socialism to consolidate power. That's what I want to talk to Joel about today. He's going to get here in about an hour and a half, so we need to call him on his cell and just say, oh, by the way, put your thinking cap on this subject, because this is what Alex wants to talk about, not strategic relocation. Spend a little bit of time on that. But we are faced with total globalist infiltration and sabotage at every level. They've been sabotaging this country for 60-plus years. They're now pretty much in full control. We've got a handful of good House members and Senate members, got a handful of decent governors and state legislators, and the states are fighting back against Agenda 21, but they have infiltrated every level of society. And they know how to stage terror attacks and pose as the saviors. That's their ace in the hole, a little secret that, well, more and more people do now know. So we're going to be going over all of that. By the way, here's the Washington Times. New Obama slogan has long ties to Marxism, socialism. Now it's not hope and change. It's forward with the revolution now. The revolution. And the raised fist. The weathermen. All protected and funded by the big foundations. Why would Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford foundations all fund the commies? Because the commies are going to take your money and give it to their banker bosses. And they're going to make you serve in national service. And they're going to train you how to spy on your neighbors. Everything in Stalinist Russia, study Stalinist Russia, and then go and look at the government today. And it's a carbon copy. They're trying to phase it in. But running parallel to that is still the Bill of Rights, Constitution, free speech, some private property with the government tax, the rent you pay, the property tax. But they're trying to dissolve that. It's like the movie The Thing, where it grabs you and starts to mimic you while it dissolves you. So they're busy trying to turn us to jello while they complete their program. And we've got to man the pumps in the sinking ship of the Republic and prop it up, because they want to sink it. We've got to prop the Republic up while removing these parasites one by one at point blank range in the info war in your local areas. But they infest everything. And their minions don't even know what they're following. That's why you can actually deprogram them rather quickly if you're able to get through to the jellyfish drones and explain how they're dupes. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead. Your phone calls and more. And Dr. Glidden is joining us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution is calling. Revolution calling. But it's the May Day communist call of revolution. And Obama has now released his new 2012 slogan, and that is Forward, which is, of course, the international, not just socialist, but Marxist key word. Here's the Washington Times. New Obama slogan has long ties to Marxism, socialism, and indeed it does. The Obama campaign apparently didn't look backwards into history when selecting its new campaign slogan, Forward, a word with a long and rich association with European Marxism. No, they looked back when they did that, Victor Morton, writing for the Washington Times. Many communist and radical publications and entities throughout the 19th and 20th centuries had the name Forward or its foreign derivatives. Wikipedia has an entire section on Forward, generic name for socialist publications. The name Forward carries a special meaning in socialist political terminology. It has been frequently used as a name for socialist, communist, and left-wing newspapers and publications, and the online encyclopedia explains. The slogan Forward reflects the conviction of European Marxists and radicals that their movement reflects the march of history, which would move forward past capitalism into socialism and communism. And it goes on with the new Obama slogan, Forward. Of course, that itself is a cover. Communism is openly a tool of the megabanks in the last 150 years on record. Marx and Engels were financed to put it out. And you notice the Federal Reserve promotes the Communist Manifesto and government, public schools, graduated income tax. Go read the Communist Manifesto. You're like, wow, I'm reading what the Republicans and Democrats push. Oh, yes. This is the managed economy. Abolition of child labor. Sounds nice on the surface until you realize in some northern European countries, they don't even let you have your kids carry the trash out. They boss you around and see the state as their friend. Yeah, the state that's going to take good care of them. We've got a big show today because I'm all about solutions. We've got Joel Skousen, Marine Corps fighter pilot, nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist and helped expose that the mega elite, now it's just public knowledge, fund communism, socialism, and fascism. He's also the editor of World Affairs Brief. He'll be in studio with us to get into the communist connection on May Day. And then we've got Dr. Peter Glidden, NDBS, a naturopathic doctor, to go over the history of modern healthcare and how it's been taken over to be a eugenical system. He's going to be joining us in the second hour. So we have got those two men joining us, Dr. Peter Glidden and Joel Skousen, one of the foremost experts in preparedness, joining us because we've got to be offensive against the globalist while also having a defensive backup strategy if we are unable to back these globalists off. We're going to have to dig in, obviously. So hope for the best, prepare for the worst, whether it's shelter in place, bug out, or go down in a more offensive way. Make no mistake, they are planning a Soviet-style red terror in this country. Re-education camps, FEMA camps, mass arrest. They're getting the public ready for it in the movies, the culture, the TV, the NDAA, the hardened checkpoints, the 450 million 40 cal bullets on top of the 200 something mil, 9 mil bullets they got, the open training. It's just all happening, and we're going to be breaking that down today as well. Here are some of the top stories at InfoWars.com today. Fully armed U.S. troops patrol Minnesota neighborhood. We've filmed things like this and had them come up and say, turn your cameras off. But training and acclimating the public for martial law, we dovetail that with some of the previous photos and videos I've gotten. Here's another martial law red zone in America, heavily armed security teams to patrol Chicago, even private security, snatching and grabbing like they did in Pittsburgh. Just grab citizens off, throw in a van, drive you away. We covered it, and they were wearing U.S. Army uniforms, and the G20 called us and said, we want to just tell you, we grabbed those people. And later it turned out, I called the number back, it was G20 security. And everywhere the globalists go now, whether it's for NATO, G20, they take over, and private security commands your police and military. This is the globalist corporate fascist model. When Judicial Watch sued, it's such a key thing, I talk about it weekly, in 2007 to get the 06 BAMP Canada documents, it was the Fortune 100, a little over 100 corporations, heads there, and the heads of the executive cabinets of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and thousands of pages got released. They actually released it. And first order of business was keep this secret. Next order was integration of North America by stealth using bioweapon attack threats, natural flu threats, economic collapse threats, and Al-Qaeda terror threats, and preparing the militaries to put down insurrection and resistance to the globalist takeover in the three countries. It was all right there. And it was corporate chiefs at the meetings who ratified, voted, and then gave the orders to the government heads of the executive. That's why Congress, a year after that, said, hey, we saw this BAMP document. You're saying you're going to use Mexican and Canadian troops in the U.S.? Congress needs to be told about that. And the Pentagon said, nope, talk to the president. We're operating under emergency declaration. Hey, you got to get our authorization to go into Libya or Syria. Isn't that right, Secretary of Defense? He's like, no. Just gave him a look like, punk, we let you insider trade and rip this country off. Now you just sit up there and act like, you know, for the time being, there's a Congress. The generals all smacked and had really arrogant looks on their faces and just got off on it like a gang of crooks. I watched that body language. Oh, man, that makes me mad. It's like I watched the body language of these Hercules team and federally trained local police. They put full ski mask on without even helmets and just sit there bugging their eyes out at everybody, trying to intimidate everybody. And then later memos came out they are. Let me give you a little memo. It doesn't intimidate anybody. Folks are digging in, getting their weapons ready. Nobody's going to your FEMA camp. Let me just give you a little news flash on that. You have miscalculated. You think we're afraid? No, the American people are not afraid. They're very, very sad. They're very, very sad. And they don't take any pleasure in what's going to happen to you when you do what your bosses tell you to do. It's not fun. It's just what we've got to do. We've got to defend our families if you offensively try to come to lock us up and take us in your torture wagons to your dungeons. You have forsaken your republic. A lot of you haven't. A lot of you have reached out, and I talked to a lot of police and military, and the majority of the military is awake, but they've hired a lot of thugs as well. And I've likened it to going out if people have to defend themselves against you. There's no victory in it. It's like running out and stomping on dog droppings. It just gets on your shoe. I mean, it doesn't do anything. The New World Order sits offshore while we all have a big war and kill each other. It's just, it's the height of twisted, sadistic folly that by increment, the Bill of Rights and Constitution is basically burned to a crisp and the martial law system is openly being implemented. And every time there's a globalist meeting, they take over the city, ban free speech, no one even resists them, and then they'll send police out with police dogs like G20. We have footage of it. And these women come out of a shop with bags, and the police release dogs, and they start biting the women. I mean, these guys, it's like they're a hunter. You take hunting for the first time. He's got buck fever, and a cow is walking through the brush. This happens a lot, and I've taught people that have actually witnessed it, and people are like, don't shoot, that's a cow. And they're like, no, I want to, and they shoot the cow. Or they shoot other hunters, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's one thing to be carrying out tyranny and violating the First Amendment and telling people in Pittsburgh for 2 days they couldn't be on the streets and selectively enforcing it. And we got footage and covered it where they'd go through neighborhoods with armored vehicles saying you're not allowed to be on the streets and there would be kids out front playing basketball and football, and they would hit them with sound cannons. I'm talking about 10-year-old kids driving around in neighborhoods, and then no one was resisting that. So they go, well, we got to attack somebody. We got to get the boys a taste of blood. Got to train them on their own people. Okay, the university 5 miles outside of the G20 area, they always congregate there, the students. You know, they're out there eating hamburgers and stuff and studying out in the park. Let's go attack them. So they showed up. They blocked all the exits. They said leave. People couldn't leave. And there's just every angle of billy clubbing, women and men in the head, people on bikes trying to get away. And the cop's not enough to knock a woman off a bike and then billy club her a couple more times while you're wearing some Darth Vader outfit. And they put these guys in these masks and these outfits so they can just be these little psychos. And a lot of psychos do that. They wear a clown mask or a demon mask. I mean, it's all part of the psychology, that role of little Darth Vaders they step into. And I just watched the footage. I had guys there. And I just watch police. You know, a woman's on a bicycle. So you run up and hit her in the head and she cries and she falls down. And then you come over and club her a couple more times. And then they say, hey, that's the good guys. You hate police if you don't like watching a woman be billy clubbed. Maybe we should have a competition for the new American flag. Will it be a woman being billy clubbed? Maybe a kid getting their head blown off? Or maybe just a child being groped by a pot-bellied TSA agent? I mean, maybe that video of the baby having its diaper taken off by the man and the woman at the TSA. Maybe that's the new American flag. All right, we're going to come back and get into all the other martial law news as they just slowly turn the heat up on the dead republic.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a story at Infowars.com that just went up that is so important. A real window into just how authoritarian these guys are. And again, the Republican leadership agrees with them. Obama information czar confronted over ban conspiracy theories paper. We're going to play this video later. The great folks at We Are Change got the confrontation. Claims to have no memory of saying speech should be taxed, even though he put out official papers. And again, that's always the rule. Lie to the enemy. But then we actually have video of him saying ban the Second Amendment, that you have no individual right. And who does Obama say he's going to nominate? Because another Supreme Court justice is set to be stepping down the next year. He says he wants Cass Sunstein, a guy who wrote two papers saying ban, arrest, tax people's free speech. And we have links to that in the article. Now, on the martial law front, when the TSA is all over the country in major cities now and randomly walks up to you and wants to search your bag, first airplanes, then outside the airport, then bus terminals, then train stations, and then now on highways, at armored mobile checkpoints, and at football games. It's everywhere. Even high school football games. And the TSA comes and trains the local police to say they're allowed to grab your genitals. Or private security. Take the federal case in New Mexico. A federal judge said they're allowed to squeeze the genitals in Albuquerque. No, it was Santa Fe last year. If TSA comes and does the training. See, it's a magic wand of abuse. Oh, there's no Fourth Amendment. There's no Tenth Amendment. We can be out of federal jurisdiction. We're not even sworn officers anyways. We can do what the FBI could never do because we said so. Magic. We're the civil emergency goons. We're the brown shirts. And here it is. Fully armed U.S. troops patrol Minnesota neighborhood. Guard members previously hunted insurgents in Iraq. We have that report and photos. And then martial law red zone. In America, heavily armed security teams to patrol Chicago. Feds prepare for mass detentions. Evacuations planned underway. And it goes on. Pat downs everywhere on the streets. And then I've got more reports on that front. But wait, there's a problem. Kentucky Supreme Court rules highway checkpoints illegal, just like my Supreme Court rule. It's very clear. Doesn't matter. They have random checkpoints now for drunk driving. Oh, you're against drunks, aren't you? Well, you've always got an excuse, don't you? The point is, you can get drunks for reckless driving. There were already laws there. Throw the book at them when you see the reckless driving. But no, Mothers Against Drunk Driving says, get rid of our Bill of Rights. So how is the TSA doing this when the Kentucky police and others are doing something illegal? They have to stop. Why can the TSA do it? Now, we're going to go to break here in the next long segment coming up. I'm going to play a clip from my film Police State 2000 first, and a new clip from Police State for the Rise of FEMA, because I want to show you that what the military's been training for in this country and what the military has been setting up in this nation is being taught at military bases and in joint drills is being taught to our police. So the audio and the video, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, you can skip to an hour, 40 minutes into my film, Police State 2000, that, by the way, is free online. You can also buy the DVD if you want to support us at Infowars.com and see it in higher quality. But the point is, at a hour 40 into it, exactly, it starts the attention, 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 American forces are here to help, remain calm, we will not tolerate civil disobedience. And then I got the footage of the urban warfare training. They're practicing to put people in a camp and admitting that you will be disarmed, your children will be taken from you and put into another area of the camp, whether it's during a depression collapse where people can't take care of themselves, or whether it's after a staged A-bomb or dirty bomb goes off, or God forbid a new 9/11. It's all about getting you dependent. And we've got these unbelievably naked tyrants like Cass Sunstein, who wrote public papers for Chicago Business School and for Harvard right before he was put in as the regulations are. And Obama in this article is set to try to make him the new Supreme Court justice. And let me tell you, he gets before the Republicans in the Senate and the Democrats, and they hear he hates free speech. He's going right. He'll probably be the head of the court. Probably the Supreme Court, you know, justice, head justice or something. I mean, he's like, wait, you're against freedom? You hate America? You hate? Whoa, we're going to have to make you Supreme Court, you know, justice immediately. How about Chief Justice? You say arrest people for their speech? Wow, you're a good guy.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
We're going to be looking at history today on the transmission in the second and third hour. The history of modern healthcare. How did it get as crazy as it is today? Where they're pushing all this poison on the population. How did they take the heroic healthcare measures of Western medicine that was effective and twist it into the big pharma witch's brew it is today? And the accelerated transformation of our medical system into a eugenics tyranny. Dr. Peter Glidden with amazing information in the second hour. Then in studio, Joel Skousen, expert on communism and how the big mega banks fund it. His uncle, of course, Cleon Skousen, who wrote the seminal works on that, The Naked Communist and others. So that is coming up in the third hour today. I do intend to take some calls here before this hour ends. Toll-free number to join us on any issue you'd like to get into, 800-259-9231. But I was getting into Kentucky Supreme Court rules highway checkpoints illegal. Really, I've been to events where they have the Army run checkpoints randomly and search people. But don't worry, the FBI is keeping us safe. They've busted anarchists in Cleveland bomb plot. So now they've moved on from provocateuring Muslims who were on welfare and generally mentally retarded, on record, New York Times reported last Saturday, to the anarchist. They had a known federal informant at the RNC 4 years ago to finally get people to just talk about Molotov cocktails. And it was the FBI is keeping us safe from all of that. But getting back to these reports on how they're rolling out martial law, This is video from 13 years ago at Operation Urban Warrior in Oakland, California. And in the two-hour film, Police Day 2000, I show the Marines doing interrogations. They're like, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? Where'd you, you know? And, boy, I was supposed to be allowed, you know, in the training area. They would run over and say, get him out of here, Jones. You're not supposed to see this. And this is on tape. I'm getting real mad. I'm like, I thought I'm allowed to be here. And he's like, no. So, see, they only had certain stuff I was supposed to see. Just like CNN was like, oh, they're training for Bosnia. Well, sure, it's joint training, but the main training was for America. They had role players screaming, I'm an American, I have rights, don't put me in a camp. And they had simulated executions of people. I mean, it was wild. And it was young, new Marines they were doing this to. And so it starts with a short clip of the film where they're announcing, attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Remain calm. We'll process you into the camp quicker. You know, we will not tolerate civil disobedience, things like that. And then it cuts to a couple years ago, G20, black armored vehicles, guys in Darth Vader outfits firing sound cannons at people, the small little protest. And when that was over, they started just turning down residential streets with kids playing football and firing it at them. And you could just type in women attacked by dogs at G20. It's old ladies come out with bags. And the cops are like, get on, get out of here. And they're like, okay. And the dog starts biting them. The old women are like, why? I'm just shopping. Doesn't matter, scum. You're here to pay taxes, drink fluoride, and die of brain cancer. Shut up, scum, America. Cass Sunstein says you don't have any freedom when the bankers come to town. Excuse me. This is what our veterans fought for. This is freedom. Soviet America, get used to it. We will arrest you and kill you if we want. The government will ship narcotics in and launder it and make banks. They'll get caught and not get in trouble. Do you understand, scumbag, filth? Pay the taxes. I was watching on the treadmill this morning, Gran Torino. It's a good movie, but there's all these little messages. There's Diet Coke product placement. Boy, how about eating your brain right there? Total deadly chemical weapon. Product placement, because I know Clint Eastwood listens to our affiliate out there in Santa Cruz. He lives right down the road from it. I know he listens. I know a lot of other famous people do, too. The point is that, you know what, buddy? How about we not grovel at the feet of the system? I know you're a good guy. How about we not have a message where he confesses to the priest that he didn't pay taxes on a boat he sold and that's stealing? Just little... Really? It's stealing when the taxes go to pay foreign banks? Really? And the rest of it goes to collectivize and create a giant army of slovenly people on welfare that could be used as a weapon against the American people? Really? Side issue. You cannot watch any major film without it being festooned, riddled with globalist propaganda droppings. And I've had enough. All right, let's go ahead and go to this clip, then I'll get to some of the other news. Hey, the Navy SEALs don't like Obama claiming he's a hero for sending him in to get bin Laden. And, of course, none of the Navy SEALs that know what happened are alive. A helicopter that they loaded on, witnesses saw, blew up with whoever it was they supposedly went in there. 1 year ago today on May Day, again, International Communist Day. Before that, Illuminati Day. Before that, Druidic High Holy Sacrifice Day. The returning of the sun. Yeah, Daily Mail, you name it, reporting it up at Infowars.com. SEALs slam Obama for using them as ammunition in a bid to take credit for bin Laden killing during election campaign. Well, let me see. The guys that loaded on the helicopter who actually went in there, that helicopter blew up. We were told it was a stealth helicopter that just crashed, but was no big deal. During the Easter Bunny killing. Or the Santa Claus killing, I mean bin Laden killing. And then we were told that it was SEAL Team 6 packed 20-plus of them on a helicopter, sent out to save Rangers. Turned out that wasn't true. Helicopter just blew up. And again, the SEALs do think a bomb was on board and it was a setup. Do you think Al-Qaeda got on the base, you know, the same Al-Qaeda that the New World Order controls? In Libya, just got on there and put the bomb on. And yeah, some of the SEALs think it was Obama, but most of them just think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on there. But it is suspicious that they were all put on there and sent out on a fake mission and it blew up. You think Al-Qaeda did that too? And put out the fake Ranger story? You think Al-Qaeda killed Pat Tillman? No, we know. The globalists killed him because he wasn't going to play patty cake anymore. And Jessica Lynch, Private Lynch's team, said she cowered and feared. Well, they had killed five of them after they came home. Till she came public and said, it's all a hoax, it's all a hoax, don't kill me, don't kill me. I actually went on air and I said, you're dead, sister, you're next. They're going to kill you if you don't come out and admit the whole thing was fake. And I don't know if somebody got a hold of her or what, or she got common sense. She came out at a press conference and said, it was all fake, I cowered in fear. A PR stunt to get women to join the military. So they got more people to breathe DU and supply sex to the camp, camp women. Like General Hooker's women in Civil War. Let's go ahead and play this clip from Police State 2000, and then it segues to over a decade later to the G20 with the exact same thing being done by the police. Here it is.
Attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience. Attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Please, please remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience.
Let's go to live now. Here they are from Pittsburgh. G20 under attack.
Yeah, we're on 33rd and Liberty, and we just passed they had the tree blocked off, and they were using the sonic weapon on us. They were using it to broadcast, and then they would ramp up the signal for a brief second to let them know that they could, blow some eardrums out. It got pretty loud.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all other police actual physical removal.
The use of riot control.
Everybody dispersed, though, when that started happening. The one group, the largest group, went through an alleyway.
They're driving right past me right now.
Get them on tape.
With the guns. They had two of them. They were using them to broadcast messages in Spanish and English. That's the engine right now. You can hear it past me. And there's a guy sitting on top. The police I'm seeing now are in full riot gear.
And you can watch the full Police State 4 Rise of FEMA, and it's got the full announcements. Now, remember, they said no protesting allowed, period. You don't protest the bankers. You can protest the fake president. You don't protest the real owners, you pathetic Americans. I mean, that's their view. Imagine we're occupied by foreign banks. Private G20 security commanded all this. And then we have footage of them going into the university at night. They even chase people into dorms. They just wanted to crack some heads and teach Americans that we're trash. And we got police on tape saying no First Amendment in this city. Remember in 99 in Seattle that was staged riots, turned out the Fed staged? Even local TV confirmed that. The police spoke out. And they told them, I have it on tape, they say there's no First Amendment. Your First Amendment has been suspended. That's on video. That's in Police State 2, the takeover. And there's Police State 3, total enslavement. Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. And this is our new world. This is the new economy. This is the new scholarship. They do this testing in the public schools and tell your son, you ought to be a cop. They told me that. You ought to join the military, or you ought to be a cop, or you ought to be a forest ranger. That's what these tests are. They had that Bill and Melinda Gates stuff at Anderson High my senior year, where they sat me down and did all this stuff and put headphones on me and asked all these questions, and they did it with everybody. And they tell you, oh, this is what you ought to be. This is what you ought to do. And now they're going to make you, by make you, you won't get funding or you won't get help unless you do what they say. So the new economy is you're going to spy on people. The new economy is you're going to go out and carry all this out. We have a decision to make. You know, the reason I spell it out like it is and just absolutely demonize the system is because the system is rotten at the top, and we need to recognize it. It's like when you eat bad food and it's food poisoning, you will vomit it up when you start getting sick. Your body's like, get this out. Get it out. And it starts coming out both ends. That's your body going, get it out. When you have a fever, your body heats up to burn out the bacteria. To burn out the virus. America needs to get a really serious fever. We need to throw up. We need to get the poison out. We need to get the snake bite out. Like we've been bitten by a giant rattlesnake. We better immediately cut the wound open and try to suck that poison out. Instead, they're like, no, here. Oh, you got bit by a snake? Here's another one. Here, slap this on your neck. Here's a cobra. Oh, he's your friend. You're like, no, I've seen that in history. That's a snake. That's a tyranny. No, it's not. Here, kiss it. It loves you. It's ridiculous how naked all of this has gotten. I mean, I look at the news in front of me. It's all off the charts. And I got a piece later. I'll play with Joel Skousen if we have time. It's an AP piece on the U.S. troops now fully invading Uganda to get Joseph Kony. And if you even hear of the head general, because he knows it's so ridiculous, because this will be seen on television in Uganda, he goes, he has not been seen in years, but in 5 years, maybe he come back if we don't do this. People are like, oh, the special forces can't find him. It's the perfect boogeyman. Oh, we're taking your rights and going to have a checkpoint and train your neighbor to spy on you because of bin Laden. Really, this training manual says it's for gun owners and libertarians and returning veterans of the enemy. Oh, yeah, well, that's the new threat, but bin Laden. It's like, Afrikaans invading all these countries and taking over bank accounts and shutting things down and, you know, and going after people militarily because of Kony. Really, well, he's been dead for 6 years. It doesn't matter. Well, he's scary, though. He's a bad guy. All a big PR rollout with Kony 2012. State Department funded. We told you they'd do it. And here we are, 10 years after 9/11, and it's like, give all your rights up, bin Laden hit us, and the whole story is a complete fraud. And then now they tell us, oh, the war on terror is over with Al-Qaeda. It's now the American people. Why? There's terrorists everywhere. Well, who are they in all the manuals? Well, they talk about freedom. They talk about land rights. They talk about Agenda 21. They make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. I'm giving you direct quotes out of the FBI training manuals for the police. They got get us out of the UN stickers and Ron Paul stickers. They give out Alex Jones and Aaron Russo videos. And they say the federal government's been taken over and wants to enslave us. In fact, guys, I forgot. I didn't IM it to you because I'm in so many newspapers. I always forget to even post it on our own site. Huffington Post demonizes us, as well as Michigan Live, you know, the biggest website in Michigan. What is that, Detroit Press or whatever? And a bunch of others that Alex Jones listeners are putting up flyers all over Michigan that say Obama is like Hitler. Well, I mean, he is in that NDAA, Secret Arrest of Americans. The police state, and it says NDAA, Secret Arrest of Americans, torture, wars, and it shows the flyer with Obama, with the cover of the Obama deception, and on the other side a swastika, and then it explains, great idea, everybody should do that, we should make a flyer like that, because the media comes out and says, how dare them, a new low for Jones, and the police, of course, want to find out who's doing it, implying it's illegal. Oh, my gosh, who would do this? And they in one article, it says the conspiracy theories. No, the NDAA is not a conspiracy theory. The secret arrest, the troops on the street corners, the checkpoints, the army is now out at the Kite Festival in Austin, and they've announced TSA is coming to the Greyhound terminals and to road checkpoints. I mean, all around me, now they're in San Antonio, they have Air Force MPs out every weekend searching people's bags at the Riverwalk. I go to the Riverwalk a few times a year. Let me tell you, some MPs walk up to me and want to search my family. Man, I cannot do it, okay? I don't live in Russia in 1952. Don't you understand? You're not keeping us safe. You bring the drugs in. You work for the New World Order. Free countries don't have police wearing full black masks walking around the streets, and they sure don't have the Army and the Marine Corps. And I mean, I've got articles with Marine Corps running checkpoints all over the country with heavy machine guns on the backs of Humvees and fire. I mean, I got video in New York. I walk out of a restaurant 10 o'clock at night with my camera crew. They go, look at all those Army troops. They had 45s on their sides. I know they carry Berettas. They were 45s. Some kind of weird stainless steel things. And they run over and threaten to physically attack me because I'm filming them. And you know what I said? I said, come on, punk, do something. You un-American piece of trash. And they all backed off. Those weren't troops. Those were enemies of America. They were trying to stomp on my First Amendment. So don't say I'm just saying I'd stand up to MPs. I told them. I said, come on. You come on right now, you scum. Because I'd taken you all of you out.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't
free. Yeah, we have nothing if we're not free. Nothing. And by take them out, I got cut off by the break. I mean, if they had physically attacked me, I would have defended myself with my fist. And that's when you really wake up, when you got six or seven guys, you know, attacking you. And they ran over with their fists, come, you know, cussing at me. They were going to, I said, come on. Come on then. You scum. What cowards wanting to be in uniforms to treat Americans across the street who just nicely say, hey, get some footage of the guys with sidearms. They hadn't even heard me when I said that. Camera guy starts taping, and they run over to get in my camera guy's face, and I say, hey, 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 this is America. That's in Endgame. I said, hey, this is America. Oh, yeah, they were like, got their fists going, ran up on me, and I said, come on, come on, come on, you coward. Come on, you think you scare me. I don't even wake up till the odds are against me. And again, I'm so threatened by this level of tyranny because that's why I get so angry. It's so horrible. It's so beyond third world country. It's a military and police. I mean, I think about all over the country. In Illinois, the state supports with briefs local towns that try to put people in life in prison for filming or taping the police in public. And the police sit there and go, yeah, I want you to go to life in prison. I mean, think about what tyrants. That's North Korea. I hate the North Korean government. When I see photos and videos and the things they do, I have the same immediate realization of tyranny and abusers in control and all the things they do to people. And when I see it in my own country, it's even worse because it's pathetic. And why are we letting this happen? We'll take a few calls now in the next segment. The Dr. Glidden's coming up. I'm sorry I got mad. I just started having flashbacks to stuff, and it's so incredible. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Calling here from FEMA Region 5, Michigan. I got to report some see something, say something. I have to report that in my backyard, I have two Al-Qaeda hives full of drones and cereal pollinators.
So you're being sarcastic. You're evil. You've got bees. And are you going to get in trouble as an evil American for having bees?
I feel guilty. I have to see something, say something. I realize that, hey, I have bees. I'm trying to be self-sufficient.
Well, yeah, bees do kill more people every year than Al-Qaeda, so there should be TSA there sticking their hands down your pants. That makes you safe.
I just have to let everybody know that there is Al-Qaeda bees in Michigan right now.
Good. I appreciate your call. Turn yourself in. There's only 7.5 million people in prison. There needs to be more. Truth Beginner in Nevada. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. First of all, I wanted to thank you for promoting such quality products. They enhance the quality of our life. From taking the fluoride out of my diet, having a great solar power backup. I appreciate that. I got a couple of points here I wanted to run through very quickly. I wanted to let the InfoWarriors know how to overkill, how to overcome the soft kill vaccine.
Okay.
All right. So what they want to do is when you have an autoimmune reaction, the system wants to give you drugs. They want you to essentially wait and any disease.
No, no, they always tell the parents, hey, don't give your kid Benadryl since they're having a convulsion. Let it stay. That's what the handbook says to make sure full brain damage. But I'm not going to give medical advice. What worked for you quickly?
Right. Well, essentially, what you want to do is you want to get a good homeopathic.
Well, we got a doctor coming up. We'll get his advice on that.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Glidden is going to be joining us to break down the history of establishment medicine and how Big Pharma's taken over and some of the other options that are out there. Because knowing alternatives is half the battle. Then in studio, Joel Skousen. It's International Commie Day, which means Lucifer Day. We'll explain the history of May Day and more coming up. Why the big bankers fund communism. All that and more today. Right now, let's jam in some more calls in this short segment. Let's go to Josh in Texas. Josh, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. I'm from South Texas. I'm wanting to know what can I tell my father for because he's a police officer in Brownsville, Texas. I just want to know what I can tell my father to have convince him that this thing's getting bad, and I want to help out the other police officers to get them informed about what's going on.
Well, if you live out in a country area, it's not going to get that bad immediately because the globalists are busy taking over the cities and getting everybody trained. But he just needs to understand the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I would give him my films or give him links to them online. Something like Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. A lot of cops see the name and think it means they're bad. No, a lot of countries have police but don't have a police state. You know, it's like everybody knows the North Korean police are bad. We don't want to be like them. But I can't tell you how many cops, you know, say, how dare you make a film called Police State? It's just that total level of ignorance where you're not even supposed to say, hey, the police are supposed to, you know, be under certain constraints. That's what the founding fathers said. But I have as much criticism for the general public or more. In fact, a lot of police, if they're not bullies, actually are more awake than the general public because they live more in more of the real world than the general thumb-sucking childlike public. That's why the military, out of any group, is the most awake, is the best people. But they've also got the out-of-control thugs, like the ones that told me they were going to, you know, attack me if I didn't stop filming them in New York City. But most military isn't like that. These were low-level idiots. And it seems like the system puts them in certain pockets, and it's those types they put on the streets to go out and intimidate people. So I don't know what else I can say about that. But, I mean, I would look, your dad's got to know that the feds are out of their jurisdiction. Does your dad know about the TSA threatening to militarily blockade Texas if the state didn't let TSA grope children? I mean, they threaten military action. That's like the Civil War or something. I mean, it's amazing. Does your dad know all over Texas now the feds are out of their jurisdiction? They're not even federal police. They're not even sworn or bonded and are now running checkpoints. I mean, your dad's got to know that we're not in Kansas anymore. Or he's so busy, you know, going to domestic disputes or whatever and, you know, dealing with the degeneration of society, he may not know, you know, what's going on. I mean, do you live in a big town?
It's Brownsville, Texas. It's the city right next to Matamoros.
Well, I mean, he sees Mexico collapsing from government corruption. So, I mean, you know, that's a really tough job down there. I mean, that's one of the most dangerous places in the U.S. So he's probably got his hands full to be worried about, you know, what's going on in other areas. I mean, what do you think your dad's doing?
Well, he's just doing his job. But the thing is, I'm trying to get him to know everything like the last dance, the Operation Last Dance and like the Gulf of Tonkin incident. I'm trying to let him know of all the stuff that's been going on. And I'm just trying to get him to where...
Yeah, well, I'd start him out on Fast and Furious. It's on record they shipped the guns in to blame the Second Amendment. So that's a false flag right there. That's a way to wake your dad up.
Yeah, he already knows that.
Oh, so has that opened the door where he's actually listening to you now?
Yeah, he is listening to me. It's just that I'm trying to get more information, but he's like, this is too crazy. And he's like, where do you get your information? And I'm telling him to go to Infowars.com and look at that, but also tell him that I researched more into it, not only just looking at your website, but going to other information and sources.
Well, tell your dad this. Dad, you know history's crazy. Truth is stranger than fiction. Look at all the other crazy stuff that happens. Crazy is the norm with government chiefs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Skousen, expert on preparedness, strategic relocation, and the globalist crime syndicate's operations, will be joining us to look at the communist angle. May Day being celebrated today with the one-year anniversary of the fake bin Laden killing. Navy SEALs, not the ones that blew up in two different helicopter crashes that actually went out to bin Laden, but the others are saying Obama is using this to make himself look like a hero. No kidding. Obama promised not to spike the football and use it. So when he promised, you knew that'd be a lie. He says zig, you zag. He says up, you go down. He says left, you go right. Again, zigzag. He makes Bill Clinton look truthful. So it's fitting he has Bill Clinton going, he's a real hero. He took out bin Laden. He's so great. That is all coming up. We got some good news. Arizona bill would ban Unigen 21 within the state, and other states passed it as well. Not just Arizona looking at passing it. Misguided May Day, Occupy Wall Street plans to shut down America. And again, on May Day, they're all over the country. May Day's the communist day. The globalists put out a big call for Occupy Wall Street against White House and corruption on Wall Street. A diverse group comes out, and then the media gives it all this hype. And then they were unable to fully take it over, so the White House ordered everybody arrested in 30-plus coordinated raids, and media demonization began. Now they're trying to rebrand it as communist and give it George Soros funding again, but they've been unable to co-opt it. So that's why I've praised Occupy Wall Street while criticizing it, because it's a diverse thing. More on that coming up. We also have some economic news we're going to be hitting on. But I want to bring to the airwaves for his maiden voyage with us, a guy I've followed the last few years, Dr. Peter Glidden, BSND, naturopathic doctor. He received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. He earned his ND from Baystar University in Seattle, Washington. He's an outspoken advocate of holistic health. More than two decades, he's been treating people with naturopathic therapeutics, including homeopathy, heavy metal, chelation, herbal medicine, bio, identical hormone supplementation, which is really starting to supplant establishment Western medicine, I should add, so they're coming after it everywhere. They're trying to tell the local pharmacies, like People's Pharmacy and stuff here locally, that are doing the same thing, that are becoming so popular. Oh, you can't do that anymore. Oh, this hormonal therapy that's saving women losing their babies? And this, oh, you can't have that anymore. I mean, it's, oh, you can't have fish oil. Oh, you can't have vitamin C. That's already happening in Europe. So he's here. I wanted to get him on because he's an expert on what this modern Western medicine is. And that's even changing. Because when you break your leg, nothing better than Western medicine. Or if you got to get a heart bypass and didn't do the things you needed to have a healthy heart. Yeah, it works. Antibiotics are great until they're overused and causes flesh-eating bacteria. But the point is that now even old-fashioned Western medicine is being taken over by big pharma with these computerized systems under national healthcare, where they tell, and I've had medical doctors on, they tell you what you can do now. So now it's pure eugenics, big pharma medicine. So they've taken the good parts of Western medicine, they're trying to phase those out, and bring in this Rockefeller-type medicine, this eugenical medicine. And so we're going to go over the history of how we got here with our guest, Peter Glidden, Dr. Peter Glidden joins us via video Skype. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I know this will be the first of probably many interviews. Thank you for your fine work. And I've been aware of your work the last few years. But as I get more and more into this and lose 40-plus pounds without even trying, by simply getting the minerals and things I need, and as I really try to get back to being healthy, just more and more your name comes so highly recommended across the spectrum. So we're honored to have you, Dr. Glidden.
Very kind of you, Alex. Such a pleasure to be here. I'm, that goes both ways. I've been a big fan of Prison Planet for a number of years, so it's really great for me to be here. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Let's say we're talking to laymen out there like myself who are just starting to learn about this. How did we get here? Give us the history.
Well, in the early 1900s, certainly the 1800s, in the early 1900s, the playing field of medicine was very different than it is now. You know, back in the day, you had the homeopaths, you had the chiropractors, you had the naturopaths, you had the osteopaths, you had the herbalists, and you had the MDs. And by the way, MDs do not practice medicine. MDs practice a particular type of medicine called allopathic medicine, right? I'm a naturopath. I practice naturopathic medicine. There's homeopathic medicine, osteopathic medicine, chiropractic medicine. Well, guess what? The MDs practice allopathic medicine. I'll tell you what that is in a second. But in the early 1900s, the playing field in medicine was relatively level here, and nobody had the upper hand. There were turf wars, kind of like, in the movie Gangs of New York, right? It wasn't the prettiest of all things, but, nobody had the upper hand until 1910, when the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegies, it was actually the Carnegies that supported this. It was something called the Flexner Report. The Carnegies hired this guy named Abraham Flexner. He went all around the United States. Now, remember, this was before the interstate highway system, right? It took Flexner 5 years before the internet. It took him 5 years. He went all around the country on horseback and stagecoach and train. And he did an inventory of all of the medical schools and all of the hospitals in the U.S. that practiced MD-directed allopathic pharmaceutical medicine. Brought the list back to the Carnegies, which is famously referred to historically as the Flexner Report. And the Carnegies and then the Rockefellers proceeded to give millions of dollars of free money to the medical schools and the hospitals that prescribed drugs. Why? Because the Carnegies and the Rockefellers were deeply in bed with pharmaceutical companies. So guess what? If you're starting a business and I'm starting a business and you get $1 million of free money and I don't, well, guess who's going to have the bigger business? You will. This is why the MDs are in the driver's seat of medicine now. It is not because their therapeutics are more effective. It is not because their therapeutics are more scientific. And it certainly isn't because their therapeutics are safer. It's because of financial coalitions that were built at the turn of the century between the pharmaceutical industry and medicine. And everybody has forgotten about it. We look out of our windows today and we see, son of a gun, the only medicine that they make TV shows and movies about is MD-directed medicine. The only medicine that's practiced at my hospital is MD-directed medicine. The only medicine my insurance pays for is MD-directed medicine. Therefore, we unconsciously assume that the medicine that the MDs practice must be the best. Well, guess what? It's not. They are in the driver's seat only because of financial and political coalitions that were built at the turn of the century that have turned into a gigantic, out-of-control, monopolistic juggernaut, and we are dropping like flies because of it. But don't get me started.
Amazing. And again, notice I called it Rockefeller medicine. For people that don't know, the cancer industry, everything, the takeover of hospitals, phasing out charity in medicine that had always been demanded, the Hippocratic Oath 20 years ago, they phased that out, and now they're bringing in the death panels. Now we're seeing Carnegie, Rockefeller, all of them who were eugenicists, we're seeing it's death care. So they're even phasing out what was good that came out of the whole MD line and trying to turn it into pure evil now. And we go back to them being known as the monopoly men. They had already created all the monopolies over oil, steel, railroads. Now they're bringing the monopoly of medicine. But I notice in studies, the elites, British royalty, Dutch royalty, they all go to the herbalists and the naturopath. They all actually go to the other schools. They know something, don't they?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because old man Rockefeller had a, you know, he kept a personal physician, a homeopath, as his personal physician, which is quite ironic when you think about it. Yeah, so, you know, really, listen, Alex, the only reason that my profession, you think we have a free medical market here in the United States? Think again. Here's the deal. As a licensed naturopathic physician, here's what I had to do to become a naturopath. 4 years pre-med, 4 years naturopathic medical school, 1,000 hours of clinical supervision. I had to pass national boards and state boards, do 25 hours of continuing education credit. In Seattle, Washington, as a licensed naturopathic physician, I can deliver babies, prescribe drugs, order any diagnostic tests I want, work in hospitals, legally refer to myself as a physician, and it's all paid for by insurance. If I was to do exactly the same thing in Chicago that I did in Seattle, I'd be thrown in jail for a year and fined $5,000 for practicing medicine without a license, and that's just not right. We do not have a free medical market in the United States. It has been completely monopolized by the MDs for the last 100 years. And, you know, you're right that the MDs are really excellent at trauma care. And some type of infections. You know, if you have a bullet in your leg, you get your leg blown off in Iraq, you have a nasty pneumonia that botanical medicine couldn't fix, you break your leg skiing, you get a, you know, somebody T-bones you at the intersection, they are good at that, but that is the only thing that allopathic medicine is good at. The reason that we have a healthcare crisis in this country, the reason that bankruptcy, the leading cause of bankruptcy is medical bills, the reason that our health is getting worse and worse and chronic disease is getting more and more is because MD-directed allopathic, reductionistic, pharmaceutical medicine for chronic disease does not work. It doesn't work. And Dr. Wallach and I are the only ones standing up on this hill and saying it. Yeah, you know, look, you wouldn't take a Chihuahua duck hunting, right? You need a Labrador retriever for that. You wouldn't take a Chihuahua to find a lost kid in the wilderness. You need a bloodhound for that. Well, taking your body to an MD, bless their hearts, for a chronic illness is a fool's errand.
Well, you know, Dr. Blaylock's a renowned brain surgeon, and he basically says the same thing you're saying, too.
Well, the truth is a funny thing, right? It's hard to suppress the truth.
It is. Stay right there. We're going to come back and get more into this history and now where things are going. They're trying to really take over now. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Peter Glidden is our guest. And I know we've got callers holding from the last hour on other issues, but I think we probably need to, unfortunately, let those callers go and open the phones up so we can take some questions for Dr. Glidden coming up here in this talk we're doing. But continue with the history of this, because now it's out in the open. Bill Gates, who's heavily invested in all this eugenics, the Rockefeller Foundation that he's teamed up with, all of them. He comes out and says, I can play the clip. We've played it probably 30 times. People are like, no, don't play it again. We've heard it. Just type in if you want to see it, folks. Bill Gates endorses death panels. There's a couple of clips, but he says, hey, kill grandma. Don't give her care the last year of her life. Just decide she's dead. Kill grandma. And that's a death panel, folks. He says that. And we can hire 10 teachers, and the teachers all start clapping. So this idea that now the government, run by these eugenicists and Big Pharma, now directs through the computer systems in the healthcare what you can be given. And in England, you've got to go to the National Health Service to even get permission from them to go see a private doctor. And Paul Watson, for a month, couldn't even get in to see him with a chest cold. And, you know, was having to try some natural remedies and things that did help. But now they want to block you being able to get massive dosages of vitamin C or take trace minerals on top of regular minerals. And they say, oh, you need a very small dose. They want us sick. In fact, I've seen those studies, Doc, where the most unhealthy food in America is served in hospitals. And just everything they do is about, well, I mean, take breast cancer. It's race for the cure. Why don't we try to find out why there's almost a 3,000% increase in breast cancer and why the U.S. has the worst level in the world? Well, you know, how about race for the cause, Doc?
Well, that's what we should absolutely 100% do, and you're right on the money here, Alex, because here's the thing. I mean, we are deeply embedded in this matrix, right? Every culture has a myth, and it's built into the fabric of society. Now, years ago, everybody was convinced that the Earth was flat, right, and everybody was wrong. After that, everybody was convinced the Earth was at the center of the solar system, and, you know, everybody was wrong. The myth, the prevailing myth that we have right now, and it is a deeply embedded myth in this culture, is that MD-directed medicine equals medicine, and everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack. It's just not true. The type of medicine that the MDs are trained in is one particular philosophy, one particular subset, aspect of medicine in general. And it is horrible. It delivers horrible results for chronic illness. I'll give you a perfect example. My colleague, Dr. Wallach, sued the FDA 8 times. He had to sue the FDA in order to secure something called a certified health claim. We had to sue the Food and Drug Administration, so I can say what I'm about to say legally without being thrown in jail. You ready? 200 micrograms of selenium. 200 micrograms, it's a teeny-weeny amount of the mineral selenium, reduces the occurrence of breast cancer 82%. Reduces the occurrence of breast cancer by 82%. It reduces the occurrence of colon cancer, it reduces the occurrence of lung cancer, and it reduces the occurrence of colorectal cancer as well. Selenium, a simple mineral supplement, 82%. Why aren't the Susan G. Komen women marching for that? Because they don't know it. Why don't they know it? Because medicine in the United States is completely controlled by the MDs. The MDs are completely controlled by the pharmaceutical company, and nobody knows that there do, in fact, exist science-based, clinically verified alternatives for type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, arthritis.
You know, Dr. Glidden, let me stop you. Let me stop, because we're going to come back from break and get into that. And every time I've had you, folks on from longevity, people like Dr. Wallach on, I forget, and he never toots his horn, that he's beaten the government all these times, one of the only people, because he can really prove it. That is so amazing, and that they do know all of this. The system knows. They know Prozac's going to make a lot of people commit suicide. They know aspartame eats holes in your brains. They know all this. This is cold-blooded.
That's correct. It's 100% cold-blooded, and one of the worst things anybody can do with a chronic health condition is visit an MD. It is one of the worst things that you can do. That's why my radio show on the GCN network is called Fire Your MD Now.
Well, very well said, and I'm glad that you're out there speaking out and exposing these people. I want to get into the 8 times you guys have sued the FDA and all the times you've won and each point you sued on. Let's get into that when we come back, because I've got to get Wallach back on. He hadn't been on in like a year, and point out that, wow, he never even toots his horn that he's done that with your help and others, because this is being proven. And that's why they're so desperate to suppress the type of information that we break down at InfoWarsTeam.com. So we'll talk about the fact that so many illnesses are chronic lack of key nutrients, and the system knows this. That's why they try to feed you pure crud.
A decision is being made by the president and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. When they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, the first of many interviews with Dr. Glidden. And we've got folks calling in like Marshall in Oklahoma, listening on XM channel 166. But I want to get to your calls. But I want to cover some more of this ground. Listen, I had tried vitamins, minerals, I had exercised. I'd tried to starve myself. And because for 6, 7, 8 years, I didn't work out and gained like 50, 60 pounds, I could not get it off. And my stomach would hurt. I would be so hungry. And I would, and I could just pig out. And it just would not satisfy me. Now I can eat about half of what I used to eat. I've lost over 40 pounds. And, I mean, I had a chicken fried steak 2 nights ago. And I'm still losing weight. It slowed down, but you can see the transformation. And now if I just diet a little bit, I know it's all going to fall off. So I'm about to go into that phase. But this has been done without dieting. I just have not been hungry. With Beyond Tangy Tangerine, available at InfoWarsTeam.com, that, of course, Dr. Glidden and Dr. Wallach endorse and are part of Youngevity. And you can get free shipping at InfoWarsTeam.com and a bunch of other discounts when you sign up to be a distributor. But my point is, anything I promote, it's because I believe in it. I use it. And I've tried it all. My wife's a lot healthier than I am. She gets some stuff that's good at Whole Foods. But everybody I know, including my wife, my dad, who's a dentist, kind of looked at it with a little bit of a jaundice eye at first. He sold. My mother, who's a triathlete, is completely sold. Because they were immediately like, well, let us have some of that. Well, my mom was. Because she knows I only talk about what I believe in. And she saw me start losing weight. She's lost weight massively. She was never that big. She's swimming and running and bike riding faster. She says it's like she's 40 again. She's 60-something. In fact, she is pretty much reclusive when it comes to media. She wants to do a testimonial. The guy that we use as a handyman listens to the show and got some and has lost 30-something pounds in a month and a half. And is like, this is magic. It's not magic. Even the mainline minerals don't give you all the minerals and trace elements you need. This does. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I didn't get Dr. Glidden on to plug, but it's a catch-22. He starts talking about what is amazing in their lawsuits, and I forget they've done this and won. This is a big secret, and it does support our broadcast and what we do. But, I mean, all over the years, I've turned down hundreds of sponsors. I just turned down one last week for an incredible amount of money that would have really helped our operation. But I said, well, I don't have a year to test this out and see if it's all true and the language is. And I said, sorry, I'm not going to endorse your product. I saw Aaron Dykes lose. Now I'm starting to rant. I've got to go back to our guest. What's the point of having him in the end of the calls? I saw Aaron Dykes. Well, you've seen it. Aaron is embarrassed to say, last time he was on 3 weeks ago, it was 89 pounds. It's now 92 pounds. And he just looks healthier and better by the minute. I can't. And hey, he did it listening to the folks from Youngevity. He did it, and it is incredible. And he would starve himself. He'd go out and run at lunch. He would do all this. He would sit there and fight for years. And then he got on minerals and vitamins and whey also. And just all the great products that are at InfoWarsTeam.com. Listen, Ted Anderson a year ago said, look, you're already starting to promote this. You think it's good, but you've got to do it. He goes, I was going to have surgery on my knee. And he got on the Osteo FX. It's in the Alex pack, discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com. Again, the lowest prices are there at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you support us. And then his dad, and Ted lets me tell this story. It's very sad. I actually feel bad telling it. His dad has Alzheimer's. They go fishing, hunting. He couldn't really go fishing anymore because he didn't really know who he was. 6 months on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acid complex that they've come up with that's available at InfoWarsTeam.com. His dad was able to fish, knew who he was. It was miraculous. They tested his blood. The doctor said, the medical doctor said, you're not allowed to have greens. Are you eating greens? And he said, yeah, that and Beyond Tangy Tangerine pollen burst and stuff. And he said, nope. He never had a stroke, never had a heart problem. It's just they don't want him to have one. He's on Coumadin. They said, you're not allowed to have the vitamin K that's in the pollen burst and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and all of it. The pollen burst is just awesome with the vitamin B, the antioxidants, the anti-aging, the increased energy, reduces oxidative damage against stress. This is my second favorite, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And guess what? The medical doctor's God. So he went off of it, and his dad faded away in a few months. And it's just... We literally sacrifice our children to the vaccines. We sacrifice our parents to the medical doctors. Dr. Glidden, I mean, this is a cult we're fighting. I mean, he was back, and the medical doctor said, no, you don't get to take that super mineral vitamin complex.
Oh, welcome to my world. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and it is absolutely positively true. MD in the United States stands for medical deity. I swear to God, an MD could put a white coat on, strap a stethoscope around his neck, tell someone to jump off the roof of the hospital, and they'd do it. This is how far down the rabbit hole we have gone in our unquestioning genuflection at the altar of MD-directed medicine. We need to snap out of it. We need to stop it, because there exists right now, today, science-based, clinically verified alternatives to drugs and surgery for all chronic health conditions. And this weight loss is awesome, but I tell you, Alex, it's the tip of the iceberg. And you know what? Last year we spent $70 billion with a B dollars on vitamins in this country, and everybody is still sick. Why is that? Because when it comes to vitamins, the recipe is everything. Vitamins are like, you know, wine. They're all made from grapes. But there's a great deal of difference between Annie Boonspring's green apple wine and a nice Sonoma Cabernet, for goodness sake. I've been practicing naturopathic medicine for 20 years. I've been licensed for over two decades in the trenches, frontline, holistic medical care. And you get good results with holistic medicine. But as God is my witness, for the last 3 years, I have been mentoring with Dr. Wallach, following Dr. Wallach's clinical lead, using Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements and his therapeutics. I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore, man, because Dr. Wallach has it dialed in. His therapeutics eclipse anything that I had previously been exposed to. And you've seen my resume. I've done a lot in my history. I've done a lot in my career. And Wallach's therapeutics are eclipse.
And that's because, he's several types of doctor, but it's the veterinary angle. When I heard him a decade ago, and I didn't really dial it in, but I heard it because I'd worked for a large animal vet off and on for over a year total. They were obsessed at Texas A&M with the animals getting their minerals for health, for being able to handle stresses. And it was always minerals deficiencies connected to everything. So the veterinary medicine people knew this. I think that's why Dr. Wallach was able to develop all this.
Well, he was in charge of $25 million of federally funded research from 71 to 83. They did 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries. The publication that's the result of that 12-year research protocol that Wallach did, that he did the whole thing, is in the Smithsonian. It's a national treasure. And it is that body of research combined with decades of clinical experience that makes Wallach's therapeutics so extraordinary. It's not because of, you know, anything, mystical or anything under the table. It's because Wallach did the hard time. Now, there's no physician on the planet that's done $25 million of federally funded research, 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries, and then followed that up with decades of clinical work. It doesn't exist. Wallach's the only one. I'm telling you, Wallach is the Albert Einstein of holistic medicine.
No, I mean, people don't know, but I looked into it back when I was hearing these claims. It's true. I mean, he was involved in, like, saving types of rhinos. He was, like, the name in zoological veterinary research. And of course, those, a lot of those are mammals. And he learned it's the vitamins, it's the minerals. It's just amazing. And all the info's at InfoWarsTeam.com. I want to go to phone calls, but let's get into those lawsuits. I mean, Dr. Wallach is actually going after them. He's beating them over and over again. How does he do that?
Well, you know, it's because he's got the truth on his side, and, you know, good lawyers also, right? I mean, you got to have a good lawyer, you got to have the truth on your side, and you know, you can't, 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how many people want to tell you that it equals 5. Well, guess what? It equals 4. I'll tell you two of Wallach's lawsuits. We can legally say, because of Dr. Wallach, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Wallach doesn't make any money from the sale of vitamins in longevity. He removed himself from that revenue stream on purpose. So that people couldn't, as snake in the grass critics, can't rise up and say, oh, that Wallach, he's just trying to make money selling vitamins. Well, guess what? He doesn't make any. And he's sued the FDA on your behalf out of his own pocket a lot. So two of his health claims, we can say that essential fatty acids, virtually eliminate the risk of stroke. This is omega-3, omega-6, and 9. The only reason that you get a stroke is because your blood starts clotting funny. The only reason your blood starts clotting funny is not because you have a bad gene, not because you have a voodoo curse, and certainly not because you have a Coumadin deficiency. It's because your blood has run out of the raw materials it needs to maintain its health. It's that simple. And we can say that 200 micrograms of selenium supplementation reduces the occurrence of breast cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer 82%, prostate cancer 69%, colon cancer 64%, and lung cancer 39%. And that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1998.
But no one knows it, and you're called evil if you tell. Look, all I go on is the weight loss because I didn't have any medical issues. Other than, I guess, you know, every once in a while, a little bit of breakout, which, by the way, I'm not having anymore since I've really actually been taking the regimen. And a year and a half ago when I first got into it, I did a little bit, but I wasn't in the habit of doing it. And I felt some effects. So I thought, well, this is good. I'll endorse it. But now that I've really gotten into it and take the products, I'm like, well, I better start taking all these other products and researching them. That's why I only promote five or six of them, because those are the ones that I've seen effects or family or friends, you know, that longevity's developed, and that we promoted InfoWarsTeam.com. But again, expanding on all of that, the weight loss issue, they don't even advertise Pollen Burst, Rebound, Beyond Tangy Tangerine for weight loss. This is the, I guess, side effect of not being as hungry. I mean, I literally eat half what I used to, and I'm satisfied, and it's incredible.
Look, weight gain is a deficiency disease. The MDs have completely got it 100% ass backwards. Weight gain is a deficiency disease. It is not a disease of excess. Here's how it goes. By the way, we have the secret to weight loss. Not even Oprah knows. And if you know Oprah, you better get her on the phone, because when we help Oprah lose weight with health the way that you did, that's when we're really going to start to change the world. Your body has nutrient needs that are impossible to be met by food. You cannot meet your body's nutritional needs just by eating food. So everybody's nutritional tank is at least half full. And then the stress of life comes rolling in. You get more and more and more and more depleted in nutrients. When your body reaches a certain level of nutritional lowness, your central nervous system freaks out, because it knows that you're running on fumes. It knows that something bad's going to happen to your heart, your lungs, your liver, your brain. Something's going to break. So what does it do? It makes you eat. The only reason people gain weight is because they eat too many calories, right? Nobody in Auschwitz was overweight. I don't care what their genes were. I don't care what their pre-existing medical condition was. If you do not eat, you lose weight. The only thing that makes us gain weight is we eat too many calories. The only thing that makes us eat too many calories is our bodies are nutritionally starved. But you go to your MD, he tells you, your stomach's too big, got to cut it out, got to put a band around it. Oh, you're depressed. Oh, you're lazy. Oh, it's genetic. Guess what? Wrong, 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 and wrong. The only reason people gain weight is they eat too many calories. The only reason you eat too many calories is because you're nutritionally starved. So when you take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the essential fatty acids and the liquid plant minerals, and when you give your body the nutrients it needs, you fill that tank up, guess what? You're nutritionally satisfied. So you go to Olive Garden, there's 3,000 calories on the plate, you eat 500, take the rest home in a doggy bag because you're satisfied. And the weight starts falling off without problems. The best kept secret in the United States right now. No kidding.
Well, the proof's in the pudding. Aaron, 90 plus pounds now. I'm at 42 and a half pounds or so. And it's just incredible. In fact, I'm going to have some Tangy Tangerine right now. And I like to mix Pollen Burst in with it, because guess what? I rarely now drink coffee in the afternoon and at night like I used to. I want to take a Pollen Burst with all the B vitamins in it. It's got some caffeine in it. It's a clean awake instead of what is in coffee. I'm not bashing coffee. I love the way it tastes and smells. But what's the difference between a Pollen Burst and a cup of coffee?
Well, there's a great deal of difference between a Pollen Burst and a cup of coffee, unless, of course, you're using JavaFit coffee by the Longevity Company, because that's been imbued with vitamins and minerals. The Pollen Burst has vitamins and minerals and essential fat, and it has vitamins and minerals in it that your body needs to burn the energy that is already available to it properly. It's kind of like a turbocharger for, you know, your car. Kind of like the NOx, you know, you press the button and you squirt the nitrogen into the tank and the car takes off like a bat out of hell. Well, the pollen burst gives your body the raw materials that it needs to process the energy that it already has more efficiently. And man, it's fantastic. And Wallach doesn't talk about himself enough. You know, he's a very humble man. And as God is my witness, that man has forgotten more about science, has forgotten more about science and medical nutrition than most doctors know. That's what I'm trying to say. He is unbelievable.
Well, it's true, and we're about to go to break and come back and take a few calls for two short segments. We're going to have you back, but go over, because, you know, Wallach will say, type 2 diabetes, you can almost completely reverse it, blah, 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 on and on and on. And I'm like, yeah, right, even though I know this stuff's great. And then I start getting the calls from people that have actually tried it, and they're saying, wow, why did my medical doctor tell me this? What's happening there?
Well, here's the deal. Your MD is only trained in pharmaceutical and surgical medicine. That's all they're trained in. They have no training, no respect, no appreciation, and no experience with anything other than drugs. And see, the problem with medicine in the United States is that the medical training, the training of an MD, is a meat grinder. So when you come out of medical school as an MD, you actually believe that if you weren't taught it in medical school, it's just not valid. These, and MDs, bless their hearts, are like colorblind art critics. All they know is drugs and surgery all the time. You want advice about medical nutrition? Come to see us. We've got you covered.
Absolutely. InfoWarsTeam.com. We're going to post this video after the show today there as well for folks that want to see it who are listening on XM and AM and FM stations across the country. We're going to talk to Karen listening on 1360 in Colorado, Marshall listening on XM, and others. Stay with us. Two more segments with our guests. We're going to have Joel Skousen in studio with us to break down May Day. Couldn't be a better time to have him here with us. That's what the New World Order is all about, is May Day. Look, it's simple. Cancer, neurological disorders, diabetes, diseases of the bones and joints. It's all off the charts. You can go to the statistics. The United States leads the world in all of it. And it is the MD system. And that's what Dr. not just Wallach, but Blaylock breaks that down. And he's a brain surgeon. And a lot of other people are starting to get this. So the establishment's trying to come in to block this information. That's why it's so great that Dr. Wallach and others are on the offensive. Peter, I want to go to some phone calls now. Again, Dr. Peter Glidden is our guest. And we're going to have this information all posted at InfoWarsTeam.com. Let's go to Karen, listening on 1360 AM, KHNC in Colorado. And then we'll go to Marshall and others. Karen, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you both. And thank you so, so very much for having this program today. I am a widow of a 20-year veteran in the U.S. Army. Here we were stationed in Colorado. And he and my daughter, within 1 month, passed away. My daughter was diagnosed with lupus at age 17. It took them half a year to figure out what was wrong with her. And by the time they did, the race was on. They shoved her full of medications, tests, surgeries. She went in the hospital for pneumonia in November of 2008, and she was gone by August of 2010.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you, Alex. I thank you so very much for conveying the truth that MDs are there for acute ailments.
I'm afraid to go to the doctor. My dad is a physician, oral surgeon, dentist. He's afraid to go. Growing up, they almost killed me when I had surgery on my leg. And I don't want to get into the whole story, but, you know, I've got a hernia, and I'm afraid to go get it worked on, and I'm just doing it with weight loss instead, and I've actually talked to a medical doctor who says that's the way to do it. But, I mean, I'm scared of them. Dr. Glidden comments on what she's saying.
Well, medical MD-directed medical treatments are the leading cause of death in the United States. I mean, the numbers are in. Numbers don't lie. The third leading cause of death is cancer, 550,000 people a year. Second, heart disease, 700,000. The leading cause of death in the United States is treatments delivered by MDs, 780,000 people a year. Stop giving them your
money.
And
look how long doctors live. That's why it's dead doctors don't lie, do they?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. You know, I want to read you a quote real quick here. This was from Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence 200 years ago. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into a dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others will constitute the bastille of medical science, and that is exactly what we have in the United States. It is an out-of-control medical monopoly.
You're right, ma'am. I'm sorry to hear that happen to your daughter and your husband in a one-month period, you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I took my daughter to a naturopathic doctor of medicine. In 10 minutes after answering a few questions, he nearly jumped out of his seat and said, Candida. Candida. This is, they were treating her symptoms. They operated on her until she had a massive stroke, which is what actually took her out. She had a stroke. She went to the doctor complaining about inflammation and pain in her chest and pain in her arm. They sent her home and said, just go to dialysis tomorrow morning. You'll be fine.
Yeah, well, and nobody goes to jail.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's hundreds of thousands that kill a year now, and they don't even deny it. And wow, it's just incredible. And it's all Rockefeller run, just as you heard. I mean, that set this whole thing up. They discovered the cancer viruses, too. They put them in your vaccines. Wow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every time I have somebody on like Dr. Glidden, we could just take calls for hours. And we'll do that in the future. We'll do like 2 hours of calls of people's positive stories from nutrition and things like that. Versus the medical establishment, and it's just incredible. We don't screen your calls, as you know. We just open them up, you can call in. You know, sometimes we have a specific topic we're on, but that's only occasional. I want to go to Marshall in Oklahoma right now, listening on XM channel 166. You're on the air, sir. Thank you for holding.
Thanks for taking my call. I regard both of y'all very highly. My question is, my sister-in-law just got out of medical school. She's in her last year of residency. And we haven't been giving our daughter vaccinations. And she acts like we're horrible parents for that. And her response is she shows us, you know, what measles does and what the effects of all these diseases.
Oh, really? Shoving her face the San Francisco Chronicle 2 months ago, where they had to begrudgingly admit, after we'd already reported on it, that almost all the new whooping cough cases were of the vaccinated. Look, Bill Gates just gave 46,000-plus people polio with the vaccine. They just call it something else. I mean, it's a joke. What would you say to this new doctor who's on such a power trip, Dr. Glidden?
Well, you know, this is the thing. You can't fix stupid. And, you know, trying to convince an MD who's fresh out of medical school that there is another alternative or that one aspect of their therapeutics are wrong and not working, it's a fool's errand. It's never going to work. It's like trying to convince a slave owner that slaves are people and not animals. It's not going to work. I would just move on. Don't worry about it. Go tell her to pound sand. That's what I would do.
Well, but, you know, they're also pushing, Doc, to make people take shots now. And
Yeah. And they're also pushing us to have mandatory health insurance, right? Are you kidding me? So they're going to make us, it's going to be a law to make us buy insurance to gain access to a system of medicine that doesn't work. You've got to be kidding
what
me.
What about how they're forcing chemotherapy on people now? I mean, it's a total tyranny.
Don't even get me started. Okay, chemotherapy I'm going to pull up the reference. I think it was 1994, the Journal of Clinical Oncology. They did a 12-year study on adults who developed cancer and were treated with chemotherapy. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, and here were the results. 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work. It doesn't work. That was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Now, can somebody please tell me why chemotherapy clinics are popping up like dandelions? Because
they're killing us. They're murdering us. Listen.
For-profit industry.
They know. Right. Doc, you know my research in eugenics. Have you found that this is a premeditated program?
Well, there's evidence to support that fact, Alex. I'm not sure that they're that smart. I think that there might be a cadre of people involved at the top that was their intention.
No, exactly. Frankly, no. The low level are just compartmentalized, not even thinking. I agree. Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Well,
when you look at the numbers, I mean, if it looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, flies like a duck, it's probably a duck.
But it doesn't matter. I was looking at statistics where many pediatric cancers are up 10,000% from 1950. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, while MDs have been driving the bus, Alzheimer's has risen from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. Now one out of 88 kids are autistic. There's been a 30% increase in childhood obesity. Blood pressure's through the roof. Type 2 diabetes is going through the roof. Our life expectancy is going down, all because we go to MDs. Stop it. Get educated about medical nutrition, folks. You do not know what you're missing.
And it's simple. Get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and other products at InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Glidden. We'll definitely have you back up very soon. Wow.
Thanks so much, Alex. It's always a pleasure. You keep up the good work, buddy.
I'll try. Wow, that was powerful. Joel Skousen, coming up, the origins of Mayday and the commies.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number three, thank you so much for joining us. It is May Day. And if you've studied May Day, or you can go to the mainline history of May Day, in Europe, it was a druidic ritual day. And it goes back to pre-Christian times. And then the Jacobins, the French Revolution, the Illuminati, the real Illuminati, that's in the history books, they picked it up as their big holiday, and when the big banking houses funded it as a way to bring in a new form of feudalism or serfdom, to bring down the old nation state and the monarchies and bring in this absolute Illuminati rule, that became the communist holiday. And we saw Vladimir Putin and all the rest of them today marching, and Obama's talking about how great it is, and they captured the Easter Bunny, or killed the Easter Bunny, Bin Laden, on this day a year ago. And if you believe that, you believe Santa Claus comes down the chimney. So I thought how perfect it was. Joel Skousen was going to come in to talk about the state of politics in the world and things like that. But I thought, oh my gosh, let's call him before he gets here. He's in studio. Let's call him before he gets here, and let's talk about communism, May Day, how the ultra-rich want socialism and communism. That doesn't make sense to people on the surface, but Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, he wrote they want communism, fascism, socialism to consolidate control. They want to merge these different systems. They want to play kind of a right-wing fascism off against a communism. But really, at the end of the day, you end up getting this synthesis that's the same thing. And, of course, he has published really the Bible on strategic relocation. I've done research into it. Amazing information. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, available at Infowars.com. And, of course, we shot a hour and a half interview a few weeks ago that's gone viral on the web that I titled Secrets of Survival with Joel Skousen. Of course, his uncle wrote multiple best-selling books, but the big one was The Naked Communist, that I remember being on the bookshelf at my grandfather's house, and I remember actually seeing my dad reading it when I was a child. And then all these years later, we realized how important that book was, but now we've learned even more. So again, why do we see Warren Buffett calling for higher taxes? Why do we see Bill Gates? Well, Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of bailout money. So it's a very simple equation. They want socialism and communism, socialism into communism, to shut down their competition. They are exempt from the laws they pass, and they get your money in corporate welfare and corporate contracts. And I should add one final point, most important. They can selectively enforce all that. Hey, carbon taxes, but all the insiders, they're exempt. Oh, national health care, but thousands of companies that are insiders, they're exempt. It's unfair trade advantages. So they want tyranny, but only for you and only when they feel like it. The essence of corruption is unjust weights and measures. And so that's what this system is. And a complexity of Agenda 21, all these regions, all of this, these committees, regional government, political correctness, hate speech, it's all directly out of the Soviet Union model, which came from the West. And Joseph McCarthy, this has since been leaked by the Russians and the New York Times years ago, had to admit, ooh, McCarthy was right when he came out and said that there was a communist conspiracy, but they destroyed him at the point that he came out and said, oh my gosh, the elites in the West are actually in bed with them. That's when they destroyed him. If they could use the Red Scare to take basic liberties, that was great. Okay, and build up the police state here. But as soon as he discovered how deep the rabbit hole went, they destroyed him. Now, Joel, you can correct any of those points if you disagree with it or expand on it, but give us on this May Day basically how the bankers operate, how they work, what you've expanded on from your late uncle, Cleon Skousen, and where we currently are in this dialectic.
My introduction to this whole field was through Cleon's Naked Communist. I remember reading it as a teenager and being shocked at the amount of information about how the government actually facilitated communist governments coming to power. And so my uncle and many others at that time, early on in pre-Goldwater movement, really came to the conclusion the real threat was the communist powers. And everything we were fighting against was against communism, but it wasn't that way. Later on, my uncle found out that it was, in fact, capitalists colluding with communists. He wrote the book The Naked Capitalist, which was the critique of Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. It suddenly got him a lot of flack because anytime the establishment didn't want Carol Quigley to write that book. But he did. In fact, they shut down the last edition after he died, wouldn't let his wife republish that. But that's the real story about communism, not only its rise, but the left or the West facilitating that. Went even back before the communist revolution. Lenin was kept in relative luxury in Germany by Western powers paying the bills and keeping him in reserve. When the 1917 revolution in Russia happened, the Kerensky regime came in because the Bolsheviks were losing. They came in to produce a coalition government, as they always do, to have a ceasefire so that the West could then systematically deny arms to the White Russian army and feed arms to the Bolsheviks. And that's why the Bolsheviks eventually won.
And by the way, that's all been now released and admitted. And I even saw History Channel where the old CIA section chief admitted our government did indeed put Mao into power and send rifles without the firing pins to Chiang Kai-shek. I mean, it's all on record.
That's right. And then eventually they cut off all arms to Chiang Kai-shek. Now, this was George Catlett Marshall, who was the one who controlled Eisenhower in the Supreme Allied Command. He was the one who directed Eisenhower as a good yes man to Operation Keel Haul, to starve out 2 million German prisoners. A lot of tragedies occurred in World War II. A lot of war crimes occurred in World War II, bombing of civilians purposely to induce Hitler to bomb London. Hitler never would have bombed London had it not been for Churchill deciding we've got to provoke him, and so we're going to firebomb the Ruhr. And that's what triggered Hitler finally to take on. But there's been so much in history that it isn't covered in today's history. Some of the most egregious examples of the globalist and American government fomenting communist revolutions happened in Vietnam. They used to use the model of having a coalition government in Laos, for example, and in especially where Laos fell because they forced a coalition government upon the forces that were beating the anti-communists. And then once they had forced them into a coalition government, cut off military supply again, give power to the communists, and then they run through and kill the rest of the people. We had a terrible tragedy happen in Cuba, of course, where we found that the CIA actually gave arms and ammunition to Castro. Then they vilified Batista. They published through Herbert Matthews. They always have a patsy within the CIA-controlled reporter in the New York Times. It used to be Drew Pearson from Washington Post, later on by Jack Anderson, until he kind of repented and tried to get out of the system. That's a different story. But they also did that same model against Anastasio Somoza, one of the most pro-free market, pro-Western people in Nicaragua and Central America, and they crucified that guy. In fact, they finally, after they had given arms to the Sandinistas and allowed them to control Nicaragua, they promised Anastasio Somoza that he'd have a free pass if he'd give up power, set him up in Paraguay, and then allowed them to kill him. So there's a tremendous amount of bad blood among many people in Latin America against the betrayals of the American government. Tried to do the same thing in El Salvador. It more or less didn't work. I was a political advisor down there. Our own State Department people were the ones that were, in fact, trying to stop us. I was a political advisor to the Arena Party under Roberto Dabizón, and even though he was kind of corrupt and later sold out, the people under him that support him, the so-called oligarchs of Latin America, were in fact true patriots, very, very good, high-class people, really understood what the battle was about. But I remember the ambassador telling me when I was complaining about the evidence and the help that they were giving to the revolutionaries there in El Salvador. And what we were trying to do, I was naive at that time, trying to set up an American-style democracy, an American-style republic, actually, under our constitutional aegis, with the Arena Party. And they said, look, you can have any government in El Salvador you want, but it can't mimic the U.S. Constitution. We don't want it. You can't have it. And sure enough, about a month after that, a big, well-heeled Salvadoran came in with a lot of money. The Arena Party was small before that, was always lacking funding, and he came in with a big load of cash and offered it to them if they'd give him a major position in the party. And from that major position, they ended up eroding the ideological base of the Arena Party, turned it into a mainstream Republican Party, started compromise, won the election, but they never did overturn the socialist direction of the country because of those compromises. So this is the way that the government works. Now, when Cuba happened, what was interesting about the documentation in Cuba is that the ambassador to Cuba was a friend of General Eisenhower, a very, very close friend. He was a strong anti-communist, and he got very upset when he found out how Batista was being undermined, when the State Department was cutting off the arms to him in order to make sure that Cuba or Castro could win. He called Eisenhower on the phone and he said, Dwight, you know, something's not wrong here. We're getting the wrong information out of the State Department. He said, well, go to the State Department, go up to the fourth floor, which was this hotbed of communists, and find out what's going on. So Ambassador Earl Smith comes back to the United States, goes up to the fourth floor of the State Department, and he finds out that the top people who are not communists are protecting the communists in the State Department. He wanted them removed. They refused to do that. He documented it in his book, Knife in the Heart of, I'm trying to think what it, anyway, it was a very, very good book on the entire betrayal of Cuba that happened from our own State Department.
We've got to go to break. Why do the ultra-rich want to put communism in places? I want to explain that dialectic and that synthesis on the other side.
This is the end.
DHS to release bacteria in Boston subway system. You can't make that up. That's breaking at Infowars.com right now. We'll cover that more before the hour ends. Also on the nightly news tonight, FBI arrest anarchists in a Cleveland bomb plot. You see, they have to create the idea of a threat, so they create Al-Qaeda, then they fund it, then they protect it. The Al-Qaeda groups actually, in some cases, fund real terrorists who really even believe in what they're doing or are just criminals. And it's the same thing with communism. You've got to create the threat, take the liberties in the name of responding to that threat that actually moves you closer to being like what you're trying to fight. You become evil because, well, we've got to break the rules to defeat the evil. And this is part of the more sophisticated system. And it goes back to the Rothschilds and others, where they would just fund all sides in a war. They had European conflicts where there'd be two or three, four different factions sometimes. And the big banks would fund it all. And Carol Quigley, in his book, Bill Clinton's mentor, he was allowed access to the documents where the elite admitted all this. He thought it was a great system. He was proud of it. He wanted to talk about it. And then Joel Skousen's uncle wrote about it, gave it a lot of attention. And here we are today, and I think that's one reason we have a jump on these people at a certain level is because of your uncle and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and countless others who for 30, 40, 50, 60 years have been out there exposing this, and myself now for 17. But only if we point out that we were right and explain the nature of the threat. This is a short segment. We'll continue into the next long segment, but you can keep giving examples of this. And if you're a new listener, folks, go look up everything he's saying. It's all on record now. I mean, I knew this a long time ago, but when I saw on History Channel the CIA section chief, you know, doing an interview from the time in 49, he was very elderly in the interview, and they admitted, oh, yeah, we put Mao in power, like it was funny. Mao killed between 64 and 80-plus million people. They debate that. The Chinese say 80-plus mil. He says, you know, our CIA says 60-something. But, I mean, Joel, again, who are the elites? Why do they want this? What is the larger plan? How do they plan to merge this? What's the end game?
Well, let me first comment on the dialectic itself, because that's where we left off. The dialectics is crucial to their power, because if left to its own devices, history will inexorably drift towards more liberty. People continue to resist tyranny. Most people are good in life. It takes a concerted few to manipulate and keep those people from gaining liberty. The dialectic that is creating a boogeyman, creating a real enemy like China and Russia, allows them to destroy nations from afar with an arm's length transaction. It allows them to get rid of certain countries. It allows them to stop the liberty movement. And as you said, then replace it with a globalist, which is a phony.
They always make revolution against corruption and fascism communist, as if that's the only form of resistance.
That's right. Now, the end game of this, of course, is to eventually get us into a globalist world government. And that's why it took one war, one major war, the First World War, in order to start this international process, the League of Nations. That failed miserably. Tremendous amount of anti and very intelligent. If you read the arguments against the League of Nations, these people were very well informed at the time. And Wilson even let it out in his dying days that he, in fact, was snookered. And
a lot of people think he was poisoned. He wrote a letter and said, oh my gosh, the banks have taken over. I've sold out to a foreign power, basically.
Yeah, that's right. World War II got them a lot further. They were talking in their written language about the United Nations 3 years before it was actually created. So you know they were operating under a globalist agenda before that United Nations was put into power. But World War II got them the world government beginnings, but it didn't have any military power. And I believe that that's where the end game is. This next Third World War that they're planning, where Russia and China, that they built up for many, many years, will finally attack the West, is being prepared, it's being planned, and it's being covered up. That is, the threat is being covered up by the powers that be, so that we can finally get people in the depths of a nuclear attack to finally give all power to the government who will our leader.
And that's why they give the Panama Canal that we built. Just y'all here have it. That's why we give the inland ports to the communist Chinese. What do you make? Because I've confirmed this has been done covertly since Clinton, at least. But now they admit Russian Spetsnaz training to basically seize control of key installations inside the U.S.
Well, this is a suicide philosophy. You've got to remember that the Russians have always been very reluctant to attack the United States. Even with disarmament, the Russians still suspect that we're hiding a lot of weapons, and we are hiding a lot of high-tech weapons. Trouble is, our government doesn't intend to pull those out and use those to protect us. They intend to reserve those till after the attack, so that then they can prosecute this Third World War against Russia and win it for the New World Order, not for American sovereignty.
Stay there. Let's explain this. You can see it. That's why I agree with a lot of what you're breaking down. It's one of the main programs they're following. That everything is an infrastructure for after an attack, and you think we're fascist now. Imagine we lost 150 million Americans, but the new America rose. I mean, it is going to be bad. And I wonder if even talking about it will stop the Russians and others from taking part. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Key Information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have Joel Skousen is our guest in studio. He, of course, is a former Marine Corps fighter pilot from the Vietnam era, has an amazing bio. You can learn more about him at worldaffairsbrief.com, his website. He is the editor of that important analysis journal. We have links to that up at infowars.com. I want to go over the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks, a little bit, just to illustrate how close we've actually gotten to this and how both political parties push these ideas. But we were getting in to the synthesis, we were getting into an attack on the United States and how we're being prepared for this. And then there's going to be a below ground police state infrastructure for after. Undoubtedly, if you look at the amount of spending and funding and covert operations, underground base construction from what I've seen inside the United States and Canada to a certain extent is almost as big as all the other building by other countries around the world. The Russians, the Communist Chinese, they're all doing it as well. But the program for COG is so massive, continuity of government. Here, everything is built around it. The Rand Corporation is obsessed with it. Dr. Strangelove is a satire piece by Stanley Kubrick on that, where they plan to take the whole civilization underground. The seed vaults, the DNA vaults, the elite behaving as if civilization won't be here soon, so they don't care what we say and what we do. World government now, more and more out in the open, but still they say you're crazy if you talk about it. Joel, I want to get into the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto with you and May Day and what's happening right now, but continue with the larger plan, the factions as you see them, and why you think Russian troops are here being trained.
It's very important that they overcome the natural resistance that the Russians and the Chinese communists have about attacking the United States. They have been fearful. They've been trying to get this war on the road. They thought initially it was going to happen before the year 2000. Here we are almost 12 years later, and it still hasn't happened. The Russians are scared stiff. The Russians also have a lot of internal problems. Part of that is manufactured in order to feign weakness before a strike, but frankly, very little works in the civilian sector. There's too many people who translate that to nothing works in the military sector as well, but that isn't true. The military sector is probably only about 10 points behind the United States in terms of sophistication. What they have, though, is a huge conventional structure of military equipment that once the initial high top end of any military is knocked out by the nuclear war, it's going to be mostly conventional. They got a tremendous advantage in conventional.
So a lot of power when it comes to a long slug out.
That's right. Same thing with the Chinese. They've, of course, got that backup, and they're going to be technologically in another 10 years up on par with the United States. So the problem has been, how did we induce the Russians to get off the stick and finally make this attack on the Russians?
Same thing like the West funding Hitler, Wall Street, the rise of Hitler. That was all a setup. I mean, they really want this. And they want to get it going in the next decade or so before China becomes superior.
Well, that's right. But there's an interplay there. We talked originally about some conservatives coming to the conclusion that the globalists are in bed with the communists. Now, this isn't exactly true. This comes from the Rowan Gaither quote, which was a piece of disinformation that Rowan Gaither, head of the Ford Foundation, gave to the congressional investigating chief who was investigating why they were always funding communism. And he gave them this lame excuse. They're trying to merge the two, so the two societies could merge peacefully. It wasn't true. But it led the Birch Society and others to the false conclusion.
What it is use the threat to sell a police state here to counter it, right?
And to induce, in other words, because the United States and globalists go over there and they play ball, they give them truck factories, they give them technology, it is incorrect to conclude that they're in collusion directly for the same purposes. They're not. They're co-predators.
Well, that's like Hitler. It isn't that Hitler was a British agent, but it's on record they funded him because they wanted the new enemy, so they had an excuse to wreck Europe and take it over.
That's right. In fact, they had to induce Hitler to strike London. He always held out that England would join him in control.
He had that secret peace treaty. That's why he sent Rudolf Hess over to parachute him, going, I have the treaty. Yeah. And they're like, you're locked up in the tower, buddy. And by the way, that's all been released now. They admit that Hitler would bomb because he thought the Brits were like the supreme Aryans because they hadn't, you know, intermarried or what. I mean, this is what Hitler really said. He wouldn't bomb those populations. He would only bomb military bases. So they went, like you said, firebomb Berlin and stuff and other areas to try to get him angry to do it.
Firebomb the Ruhr.
I mean, I'm going from memory. I just remember that whole.
That's right.
And how it was a plan of Churchill to, like, make him get angry.
Exactly. And so this is really criminal activity in the part of the West to induce this. But the end game is the fact that they know that there's this heritage of freedom, there's a heritage of constitutional law, which has been their nemesis for centuries in the United States. The only way to overcome that is to drive it out of people through war, and a war so catastrophic. Too many people keep asking me, as evidence against a conspiracy, why would these people ever destroy their country, which is giving them all the wealth and the power? And
9/11 was a mini beta test. Could they shell and overthrow the Republic off of an attack? Imagine what they can do off of a nuclear war or off of something really big.
A nuclear war is the mother of all terrorist attacks. And it's terrorism not because they're terrorists that are going to do this. It's because our government is going to allow it to happen, knows it's coming, covering for it, covering for all the weapons development. It's interesting. You never see a yearly report from the Pentagon on the Russian threat. Never. Never happens. You do have one, a token report on the Chinese threat. And every single report downplays the threat after they've given...
I was about to say, why are they moving all those bases to the Pacific? Why did the Chinese president 3 months ago say, publicly, prepare for war with the U.S., unprecedented?
Yeah. Here's what I think the strategy and how this is going to play out. The Chinese are going to be allied. They are allied right now with Russia to start this war. Russia's going to take the lead. China will basically use some of its nuclear weapons as a backup. Russian nuclear weapons will use for the first strike. They're going to only hit the United States and UK and their nuclear bases. No cities except those where it can't be helped. I'm predicting about 15 U.S. cities are going to go down, be vaporized, but the rest of the nation will survive after some radiation fallout sickness.
Was that what 888 was with Cheney and Georgia trying to go ahead and get the war then? Remember when Cheney, you know, had them roll in, you know, to northern Georgia and the Russians rolled nukes in and that whole fracas in 2008? The whole Georgian conflict, was that an attempt?
Oh, Georgia, that you're talking about internationally. That's a little complex. It wasn't a prelude to this. What that was is the globalists know that one of the things that will lead to war is the Russians will begin to use the millions of Russians that they've moved into the former Soviet states and the Baltics, use them as provocation to justify Russian militarism and going in to protect those people. They will create agent provocateurs just like Hitler did in the Sudetenland, Czechoslovakia,
Danzig.
And Danzig. Create attacks on the Russian people, then justify showing finally the new Russian military force moving in to protect those people. Georgia was one of those provocations that the U.S. handed the Russians so that they could begin that process. There will be others, but that was a first in the preserve the motherland people, which will be, and when I've told people in my World Affairs brief that one of the reasons you'll know that war is getting close is when Russia starts to move troops back in to the former Soviet states to protect Russian people. Now, I think the actual trigger for the war will be North Korea attacking South Korea, because that requires that the U.S. use nuclear weapons to stop it. There's no way you can stop North Korea.
And then China has a treaty.
And China has a treaty. And so if the U.S. can be induced to use nuclear weapons to stop a Chinese invasion of South Korea, which is overwhelming, we don't have enough troops. Our troops are being maintained there as cannon fodder so that we can get struck, we can get bloodied.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
And then, of course, China will then have an excuse to come in and use nuclear weapons in Russia because we got to stop this first use by the United States of nuclear weapons, stop the bully of the world.
And Russia comes right over beside North Korea. They've got land right there. Let me expand to the south, you know, the whole Red Dawn scenario. I know there's been big inroads by Russia in Mexico and other areas of Latin America. What happens if there is this first strike, a stand down, and then all this takes place? Won't they try to, because I've already seen this through the Ford Foundation, the rest of it, again, handing it to Russia, the Ford Foundation and others hyping up this La Raza, La Reconquista, Aslan, Southwest. And I hear that from those groups, we're going to come with the commies and just pour right in up and then make that a racial type deal. I mean, how does that add into the constellation?
From what defectors, what information I've got from defectors from the Soviet, former Soviet Union, they do not intend, neither Russia or China, to occupy initially. They want to use a preemptive nuclear strike to neutralize the United States and England, where the major nuclear powers...
And then start power-grabbing other areas.
And then blackmail Europe into submission. They want to take Europe without a fight. Now, the globalists will make sure that they don't let the Europeans capitulate. They will then start a war. So the stage two is the Russians and Chinese still not wanting to invade because it's a long way. You know, it's just suicide to start, just like Hitler, getting too far into Russia. Couldn't sustain that pipeline of military material. Russia and China aren't eager to try to do that. They're going to use surrogates in Latin America to come north to destabilize the United States. What they aren't counting on, of course, is the U.S. is planning to take this nuclear first strike to then feign completely being down to drum us into a militarized New World Order. It won't be the United Nations. They'll call it the League of Democracies. They'll exclude all the communist nations, as they should have in the beginning. They purposely let them all into the United Nations because they wanted to create conflict, as we've been talking about. What they aren't anticipating, though, is that the U.S. will bring out all of these high-tech weapons that they're hiding, give them, hand them out to Europe.
Because I've talked to Bob Bowman, and he can only talk about what they've leaked on accident. Star Wars was around in the 70s, and by 79, they had total decapitation systems with DU meteor gun sabots, you know, robotic, basically satellites up there that have non-nuclear, but it's a meteor gun. It'll kill people a mile under the ground. It'll go right through a mountain. And they've got a lot of these. He said in the 70s, and he's the former head of Star Wars, they already had those up there. So there's undoubtedly a lot of secret technology.
There is. I've got confirmation of that as well. But they will still allow those first strikes to hit. And then they may limit additional strikes, but they want to make sure there's enough destruction in the United States to drive the American people into complete despair so that they throw down all their barriers and just say to the government...
Well, that's the same model as what 9/11 is. Take the attack, then invade a bunch of countries.
That's right. But this time, the attack is going to be on America. It's going to shock America. We aren't prepared for it. We've never expected America to be attacked. It will happen someday, I can guarantee people. And so... But... In the long-term scenario, I think what happens, though, is that we'd never regain our country back in terms of liberty. But there will be bastions and pockets because one of the things they do lose control of in a nuclear attack is they lose the continuity of government that they're preserving. I mean, it's still there, but it doesn't control all parts of the country.
Yeah, they've got the central systems.
They've got the central system. There's based in Washington, D.C., which is going to be fairly well destroyed.
And Colorado.
They got Denver as one of the major centers. That's the major control. Now, I suspect that the New World Order is going to move into Denver after Colorado, or after Washington, D.C.
They pretty much already have. I mean, they visit their prostitutes in D.C.
Yeah. But ultimately, I think for the cause of liberty, it's going to be, and one of the reasons why I believe so much in strategic relocation, there are going to be pockets of resistance. And it's going to be noised about, and rumors will abound of people saying there's liberty here and there's liberty there and there's safety here, and people will start to migrate. Our greatest weakness, Alex, is that we're all spread out uniformly around the United States, and we don't have a majority anywhere. The Free State Movement tried to change that by moving into either Wyoming or New Hampshire. They chose New Hampshire, unfortunately, which is not in a strategic relocation. But the idea was to move in enough people to have – a majority. And that always backfires. It backfired to the Rajneesh that tried to move in and created a haven in Oregon. It backfired for the Mormons trying to move into Missouri and then Illinois. You know, people just say, hey, they're moving in, they're going to outvote us, kick them out. Of course, the Mormons were anti-slavery, and so they got kicked out. The same thing's happened to the Free State people. New Hampshire's building up an anti-movement. Chuck Baldwin's running into the same thing. The powers that be are able to inflame that Chuck Baldwin and these radical constitutional conservatives are coming in to take over Montana. And, to a certain extent, yeah, we want to take over in the name of liberty. But the establishment uses that to gain fear.
I don't think Montanans will be stupid, though. I mean, I think they're not going to buy that.
Well, we can't. It's not unilith. There is that old mining liberal corrupt mentality in Montana as well. And there is the typical apathetic majority, which can be talked in to demonizing someone as good as Chuck Baldwin. I'm not saying the cause is lost. I'm just saying you have to be very, very careful not to wave the old liberty flag and saying we're going to take over because it backfires. But I think during war, what's going to happen is we are going to have pockets of liberty. People are going to be driven out of the major cities. There's no job to keep them there.
Well, it's already happening. I mean, I go to the store now, and it's going back to the land, going back to the frontier. Those magazines are everywhere, and people instinctively are buying guns and getting ready and racing to the countryside, even if it's in a haphazard way. That's why strategic relocation, available at Infowars.com, third edition just out, is so important. And the video, just type in Secrets of Survival, Joel Skousen, to watch the hour-and-a-half presentation. It's free online, folks, and very important. And Joel's here, by the way, to tape like a 2-hour special report to really get into it for folks, because this is so important. It'll be out for everybody in a few months here. But Joel, we're about to go to break. We're running out of time here. How will it add to things that we've been here beforehand warning, and that millions of guns, it was 1 million a month and 2 million, 1 month, 4 or 5 million. I mean, people are really, police, military, they all are really starting to wake up.
It helps, Alex, because people are getting preconditioned in their thinking of where safe places are, so that when they're not moving, most people aren't moving because they're stuck with their jobs in the big city. But when those are destroyed, when social unrest comes and drives them out, the job is no longer holding them back. Neither is family, neither is climate. They only think, where were those cities that Alex talked about that were safe? And they're going to start to migrate on foot, on car, by hook and by crook. You're going to find a movement of people consolidating together, and we're going to end up with majorities of liberty-minded people in areas that will be able to resist this new world order that they're putting upon us.
Well, but I mean, what about being able to reverse this if enough people wake up to what's happening? Because I know the globalists are digging in for some type of mega death scenario.
But it has to be reversed in pockets.
What about the globalists just releasing race-specific bioweapons like Cheney talked about? I mean, I agree the scenario you talked about, the evidence is there. That's what the evidence shows. And I know you've got some documents that back a lot of it up, but it seems like they've got other scenarios in the background as well.
It's true, but ultimately we have to depend on God balancing the issue. They could destroy us. They have these weapons and things, but somehow, he doesn't help us an awful lot. We are always fighting against a wall. I think America is destined, because of the sins and the evils of the people, to take some tribulation, a severe destruction. But out of that, there will be balance, and I think the Lord's going to manage that to keep me. Has to, by his own principles, to allow.
That's what happens in history over and over again. Final segment with Joel Skousen straight ahead.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
But the fool on the hill sees the world spinning round. Strategic Relocation, excellent book. And it's important to think about all this, because the elites are all digging in like it is going to be the end of the world. And I assure you, it's not the Mayan calendar. It's not Keebler elves on a Planet X coming to get us. It is nuclear war, chemical, biological. They're not building seed vaults and DNA vaults with, guards and things for no reason. And I got Dick Cheney, talking about how they need to use race-specific bioweapons. This is serious, and it needs to be discussed. It needs to be talked about. Also, DHS to release bacteria in Boston subway system. That's the top story at Infowars.com. That is extremely important. You've got all these martial law drills, but I don't see it as one big martial law. They're just phasing it in, getting everybody accustomed to a soft martial law, and pretty soon you're in a hard martial law. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. This Chicago thing, NATO summit, they're at once fomenting it. They're probably going to move in protesters just so that they can justify.
Then they attack peaceful people instead of them. Yeah.
That's right. Then for the first time, they're going to start moving people out prior to it and say, you're either quarantined here or you leave.
Yeah, they said. At first it started the area right around. Now they're saying more, you got to go.
Yeah. And so they're getting ready to really get people used to having government come in and dictate where you will be, how you will move, and when you will move. It's a very, very bad precedent. But I agree with you. It's not going to mean martial law is imminent across the United States. These are pockets. These are practice martial law. They don't even have enough manpower to do a nationwide martial law. You won't see that till war comes, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're just beta testing. But then you've got like, oh, you can't leave the country if the IRS says so.
Exactly.
Unprecedented tyranny.
But not internationally. We saw that happen in South Africa. When it was clamping down, the ANC took over. Suddenly, don't let the whites leave. Or at least if they want to leave, don't let them take their money. Same thing happened to Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, currency controls. We're starting to see that in terms of tax evasion, tax laws as the excuse for that. But it's they're aiming on making sure nobody can escape the country to avoid what's coming.
Wow. But then you go to other countries. When all this happens, it's going to be hellish there as well, because all of this is the backdrop of the Agenda 21, where they openly say they want to impoverish everybody.
Yes, a lot of people unfortunately think that the nice expat community in Costa Rica is living high on the hog and cheap, and therefore that's the solution. They don't realize that those countries are also controlled by globalists. If they say shut down the Americans, confiscate their bank accounts, it's going to happen overnight, and there are no legal protections, and there's no resistance except the expats there, and they're a tiny minority.
And you lived all over the world.
That's right. I've lived in Latin America and all of these countries, and I can tell you, there isn't anywhere in the world where you've got millions capable of resisting.
But see, that's what's sad. I've studied history. I've been in different parts of the world. It's sad to be in a third world despotism with the police or thugs and to see our system turning into that. It's painful to watch.
And this is a very important change that you mentioned. The transition to thugs. William Grigg Jr. documents every single week what I have a file. I'm just building a file from his and many others called Bad Cops. And it's just getting epidemic, the amount of ex-military type shaved heads, overweight, but thuggish in their mentality and just reaping terrible injustices on people. And the judges are backing them up. Normally, you would think you'd take these people, you have them filmed, you have them recorded, you take it to court. They just throw that evidence out. The judges are protecting thuggish behavior. And that's so that there are no penalties, so that you can continue to attract people of that mentality. That's the whole thing about why they hired mercenaries at much greater cost to replace U.S. military. They're building the future thugs that will take down America.
Well said, Joel. Well said. And we're going to do a 2-hour special on all of this. It's so important.